We have snowfall here in Atlantic, a little bit less intense than it was within the past hour and a half or so. At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, light snow, and 24 degrees. We picked up 2 inches of snowfall this morning here in Atlantic, which melted into a tenth of an inch of liquid precipitation. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Roadways around the listing area are 100% covered with snow, and there's a thin layer of ice under some of that, which has prompted some of the schools in our listing area to delay classes by a couple of hours until the temperatures start to warm above freezing. Included among the two-hour late starts is Adair Casey, Audubon, also no morning pre-K at Audubon, Bedford Schools, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, and Creston are all 2 hours late. Exira, EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, IKM Manning have a two-hour late start. Two-hour late starts also in Orient Maxburg, Prescott, Red Oak, Riverside, and Southwest Valley, which is Villisca and Corning. Also, no morning preschool at Corning and no morning activities today. Stanton, West Central Valley of Stewart, and Woodbine are all 2 hours late. And Southwestern Community College, offices open at 9:30 this morning. The classes start at 9:40. For those and other weather-related announcements, you can check out our webpage at kjan.com. Click on the cancellations page. And taking a look at the news this morning, police in Red Oak report the arrest of a local man on a sexual abuse charge. 19-year-old Zachary Dalton Brower of Red Oak was taken into custody Saturday at a residence on East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Brower was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with third-degree sexual abuse. His bond was set at $10,000. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man early Sunday morning. 34-year-old Richard Dean Orr of Villisca was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication following an incident in the 400 block of South 3rd Avenue in Villisca. Orr was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Officials of the Monsanto Fund have announced that Stephanie Witzman of Cass County has been selected as a winner in America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Seed Company. Stephanie Witzman selected Atlantic High School Journalism Department to receive a $2,500 donation in Cass County. A representative of the Seed Company, AHS Journalism Department, and Mrs. Witzman will participate in a ceremonial check presentation this Wednesday evening beginning at 5 o'clock at the high school. America's Farmers Grow Communities works directly with farmers to support nonprofit organizations doing important work in rural communities. The program encourages farmers to enter to win $2,500, which is then directed to the farmer's nonprofit of choice. Launched nationally in 2011, the program has grown to include 1,289 eligible counties in 39 states. A trio of area school district boards of education will hold their regular separate meetings this evening. The CAM school board will gather at 5:30 at the High School Media Center in Oneida. Discussion and or action items include setting the times and dates for public hearings on an early start date for 2014-2015 school year and the 2014-2015 budget, driver's ed contract and fees, and approval of the Washington, D.C. trip for 2015. The CAM school board will also hold a closed session for negotiations. Members of the Griswold school board will gather at the middle school high school building central office beginning at 5:45. Under new business, the board will act on auditor and chemical application bids as well as the school calendar and early start waiver. And the Elkhorn-Kimbleton school board will meet at 7 tonight at the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn. They'll act on staff contracts with regard to the junior high track, discuss the results of the February 4th revenue purpose statement vote, and the 2014-2015 school calendar, whether that should be 180 days worth of education or 1,080 hours. The EHK school board will also enter a closed session prior to adjournment for negotiations. In the funeral announcements, Ruth Wiedemeyer Powell, age 83, of Adair, died Friday. Funeral services for Ruth Powell will be today at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Eunice Osman, age 89, of Panama, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eunice Osman will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Landon, age 81, of Atlantic, died February 10th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be held today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rosalie Clark, age 88, of Macedonia, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Rosalie Clark will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Macedonia. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Roma Marie Jensen, age 95, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Roma Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Stephen Schaff, age 54, of Messina, died Thursday in Omaha. A funeral mass for Stephen Schaff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Helen Mary Langenfeld, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. G. Wayne Olson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for G. Wayne Olson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Newberg, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Roy Newberg will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Nielsen, age 53, of Urbandale, a native of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Thomas B. Nielsen will be held Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Caldwell Raddatz Funeral Home in Urbandale. Verlene Anderson, age 92, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday. Funeral services for Verlene Anderson will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Miller Woods, aged 39, formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Illinois. Funeral services for Michelle Miller Woods will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 10th in Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret McNaught Rhodes will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Leland Landon, age 83, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Leland Landon are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Catherine Booman Shomers, age 82, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. Services for Catherine Shomers are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Anlovilla Hansen, age 84, of Audubon, died Friday in Coon Rapids. Following cremation, there will be a Celebration of Life memorial service for Lovilla Hansen, held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.